Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. I'm going to do a dance to explain or simplify the attachment styles. You're not going to see me dance, though. So can you imagine? Because you know I like to dance. You see me on YouTube. But this is a slow dance. Part of it might be fast and furious, but most of it is a dance of avoidance and attachment or anxiousness. And so when you go to YouTube or you read books about the attachment styles, we can stay in the head with that, and that keeps us safe from actually learning what's driving us when we have these attachment styles. And what's driving us is actually something that are programs that are so much simpler than something like avoidant attachment style or secure attachment style. Those are pointers to experience, because freedom or security is something that you experience in your being. It's not your mind. It's not understanding. You might have understanding, but you don't come from just thinking differently about how to relate to people. Your body is transformed. Your whole experience is transformed with this work. So you dance differently with people, and it's experiential. That's why I have to stand up, even though you can't see me, because I have to feel this one, because I've lived it. I know what it's like to be anxiously attached to someone that I'm very close to. I also know what it's like to live a life of avoidance after being hurt by people that I was closely attached to. So we all have both of these within us. In the body, in KI, what we discover is that it's simple. It's that all of us have programming that says, I need love, but I also need safety. If you were to put words to it, their unmet needs from childhood, it's basically fear, frozen fear in our bodies. And although we need love and we're afraid if we don't get it, we're afraid of love. We're afraid of the very thing that we need, because when we were kids, we didn't get these needs met. And then we couldn't express something with that. Maybe we had to bury anger. And those unmet needs for safety and love are right there in the body with the buried anger. Or those needs for safety and love are right there with the buried hurt or sadness. And we will always be driven by this need for safety and love as long as these buried emotions are there. So the dance, instead of explaining it like so many therapists or researchers do, I'm going to have to explain it, but if you can feel the dance, if I'm somebody with an avoidant attachment style, the conditioning in my body, I need love. That's why I'm in a relationship, but I'm afraid of it. And the way that I was conditioned, or you, if you're an avoidant, is to get away in relationship, to physically get away, but also even to check out, freeze, shut down, not express yourself, not say no. In relationship. In other words, it's not just that, well, that we need love, it's that we're afraid of it, and so our way is to get away. But the anxious in the dance needs love also and is afraid of it, afraid of losing it, losing the person. And will often, instead of trying to get away, their conditioning says, I need reassurance. I need something from them. Where the avoidant is dancing away or moving away, the anxious attachment needs love and is afraid and is moving towards their partner. So universally, these two archetypes find each other. You may have already been in, or maybe you're in a relationship in which, even with your parents, where you're the avoidant and someone's anxious, or you're anxious and your partner's more avoidant. These archetypes attract each other because of the trauma of our childhood. We're reliving the trying to get our needs met through people, the need for love and the need for safety. So as the dance goes on here, if I'm avoidant, my partner takes one step towards me, I have to take at least one step back. My partner needs reassurance that we're okay and that I love them, but the way that they're doing that is a trigger from childhood. Maybe there was a parent who was too anxious and that scared me. And although I need your love, like I needed the love of my parents, I have to get away. So I have to go hang out with the guys, or I have to go do a spiritual practice to try to deal with this suffering in this relationship. I just have to go. And as I step back or leave the dance, or I just walk away and you stay there, well, you're going to probably come after me. And if you come after me, that's going to push me away. So what's going to happen is like a sabotage. Doesn't matter who you are in this dance, it's a setup. Because me, the avoidant, I'm not expressing my needs here. I'm just moving away, getting away. My needs are that I need your love. That's why I'm in this dance. But I'm afraid of it. But ultimately, I'm not afraid of you. I'm afraid of me. I'm afraid of feeling and expressing whatever emotions that I've buried. I'm afraid of being my authentic self and discovering real intimacy here. Even though I want it, I need love, I can't. So if I look to my anxious partner in this dance to solve the issue, there will just be more suffering. If I bury anger and I am codependent, if I focus on the needs of my partner, or if I don't concern myself with my own buried anger and unmet needs, I'm not going to resolve the issues in this relationship, no matter how loving or good or peaceful that I appear on the surface with my buried anger. If I do, it's not going to work, because the buried anger and the avoidance are connected, or the buried hurt and the avoidance are connected. Because we were hurt or rejected in relationship, and we couldn't express needs, and we couldn't express the buried emotions with those. We're just doing the same thing over and over again. But it's so unconscious, we don't see it, maybe. We don't see all of it. Well, what if we change the dance and first, what if me, the avoidant partner, does KI, emotional repression, inquiry on the buried anger and that I have to get away? Well, then the dance changes, because I can just stand here as you take a step towards me. I don't have to go. And then you get your reassurance, because I'm in the relationship because I want to be. When you're conscious, you know that. And now I don't have to just get away out of fear. I might express a need. I have a need for space. But now it doesn't come from fear. It's just what's healthy. But I also have, I need a genuine connection. I want that. But at that point, when you've done your work, you don't need love from others. You are love. You can be yourself with others. You want to just share that. And that's what makes someone so-called secure, in my view, is that they process the drivers of their suffering. They don't wait for their partner to do something different, or their loved one or friends. And so if the avoidant does their work, there's security there for the anxiously attached partner. But that doesn't solve the suffering that the anxiously attached partner still brings for him or herself or to the relationship. But it goes a long way, because if the anxious attached partner feels safe and gets reassurance, they won't have to come looking for it all the time. They can feel more secure, and the relationship can start to change when one person does KI. If you wait around for other people to do it, that's staying safe from your own buried emotions. But if we switch the dance and I'm now the anxiously attached partner, I have to take a step towards my avoidant, let's say, partner, and then he keeps moving away. And then that just makes me want to go towards him more for reassurance. That makes the fear of abandonment or hurt even stronger, or the resistance to that. So I have to stay safe. I need to know in this dance, are you in this or are you? And if you keep being avoided, this is painful for me. And I might keep looking to you for the answer, but it's not there. It's in me. And when I do the work, let's say I find that I'm anxiously attached because I have repressed sadness. I don't want to feel that. Getting hurt by you, losing you, or just the feeling of hurt. So as I transmute that, I don't have to anxiously attached to you. I feel secure in my being. I can feel and express what's true for me as somebody who was, you know, if I was anxiously attached before, I don't have to do that because I don't need your love. Just like the avoidant who does their work, they don't need the other person's love. They are love and they come together. Not to say without any fear, there's always maybe some here or there that we work with or make conscious, but we no longer, when you do your work on buried emotions, you don't have that conditioning that just unconsciously needs that from people. Because we need that because we don't know who we are. Bottom line is the fundamental need in childhood didn't get met. We didn't discover that we are this awakeness. We're conscious and that we can allow it all and express it all. Without that need being met, see how we're still trying to get our needs met. So we have to process the buried emotions that have the needs with them because we're making unconscious demands on each other to end suffering. We're looking at other people to make us be okay by them being different. It doesn't work. It's all within. And you'll see it from a non-dual standpoint too here, that it's not just words. It's the inside and out are one. So the avoidant would no longer feel that separation within or in their experience when they process, let's say, buried anger, because the buried anger was creating the shadows of separation. Like, I have to be good over here, and you're bad when you're angry. All that separation in the body dissolves. And so the so-called avoidant just feels warm. And that's what I feel after years of avoidance. My whole being feels warm and intimate. I want to share that. That's a changed dynamic within a person that then infuses or changes every relationship. I was waiting for other people in different ways to make it safe for me to be myself in relationship, including, I guess, and even in teaching, but I'm focusing on personal relationships because that's where the attachment styles showed up for me the most. Where does relationship set for me now is people ask that. Like somebody said, well, if you don't need that from people, why have relationship? But see, that comes from the old thinking. That relationship is about getting your needs met. But it isn't. And we know that you can't, right? I mean, have you tried? It doesn't really work. I mean, from time to time, you can get the affection or the love that you feel like you need. But look at all this suffering by looking for love and needing it outside yourself. So if you can only imagine that if you didn't have that driving you and you just felt whole and complete and the full range of emotions were always there for you so that you wouldn't go around looking for yourself, you would already have it. And then when you met someone, you would just want to share it. You would also be interested in who they are more because you don't have to focus on holding yourself back. And then you get more visibility on relationships from the very beginning. You start talking, even with friendships, like, well, what's important to you? Well, let me tell you who I am. This is beautiful. It's like relationship is such a part of human life. There's no way for us to find freedom by excluding it. We just have never done it consciously, most of us, and me neither. And it just came down to, can I be authentic? No. The answer was no. I cannot get angry. And that was the source of my suffering. That was the source, you could say, of my avoidance because I avoided conflict. Which means I avoided vulnerable conversations at times because not because I couldn't express vulnerable emotions. That was a trauma response that I could go to. No, it was because the needs that were buried with the anger were so vulnerable and there was rejection of those when I was a kid. And if I go into that, I might have to get angry and I couldn't defend myself. As a kid or as an adult with buried anger. Not only could I not defend myself, but I couldn't assert what was true for me. What are my needs here? As somebody with buried anger in that dance of the attachment styles, I had a strange mix of, I have a need for safety, so I have to get away, but I also have to do something for you. I have to take care of you in some way so that I don't have to be myself. And when I can't take care of you, I'm just going to get away. And I think a lot of codependents feel that way. They don't feel connected fully to people. There is avoidance of their own emotions and of the real hard issues. But at the same time, there's a focus on others that keeps someone who's avoidant safe. By like focusing on my anxiously attached partner who gets angry, let's say, because they repress sadness, I'll just focus on them. And then I'll just want to get away from them or try to fix or save or change them. All of that is for safety. Because the bottom line is I need love. I'm afraid of it. It's just so much simpler in the actual dance of life than anything the mind says. And a big part of that fear of being afraid of love is afraid of being ourselves, because we are love. When we open to those parts that are buried, we see why we were so afraid. We're not afraid of other people. We're afraid of being ourselves. When we're no longer afraid of being ourselves, we're not afraid of other people. We want to open to them from a secure place. And if there's any other unconsciousness, we can look at it. I don't know if there's anything else to say. I mean, what does the dance look like when one or perhaps both partners have done their work and they're no longer acting from, I need your love and I'm afraid? It's a fluid dance, because even one partner or person getting clear changes how things happen and what is said in a relationship. And it changes the response of the other partner. If I become more secure in my being, my other partner doesn't have to respond in certain ways out of fear. And it changes things. But when both partners do the work, there's a fluidity. Well, you might break up. Sometimes the dance stops because you realize, oh, this was just a trauma bond. I love you, but I was trying to get needs met. And now that I make those conscious, you're not the one for me. But sometimes it is. You're the one for me. Or now I want to go connect with a bunch of friends. Or I want to have, you have to just remain open. And we can't when we have repression, because we need love and we're afraid of it. And that's not open. It's not open in a relationship, or even when we leave a relationship, we haven't opened to ourselves yet, if we're still running from that or driven by that. But if the dance continues, can you imagine the fluidity of that, where each person gets to be themselves and is unconditionally loved? Not because the other person is so unconditionally loving. Ugh. Because that's... No, we find that within ourselves. If you can unconditionally allow it all for yourself, you're just going to naturally love other people, because you appreciate their own sovereign space and their right and their capacity, if they have it, to feel and express what's true for them. And that's love, because it's open. And there's a dance in that, because we won't always agree. And if people think that doing spiritual work leads to just never having conflict, well, that's probably just anger repression, because conflict helps us dance. Sometimes the dance stops and the partners don't agree on the next move. And if they don't sit and feel that out and express that out, the dance can't continue, because somebody has something to say and the dance stops because of that. I can't keep dancing with you this way and be real at the same time. I have to express something, and that's part of the dance. The expression of that anger or hurt or sadness or fear becomes something that changes the course of it, Because now the partner hears that or can't hear it, and it changes the dynamic. But it needed to happen in the dance for that dance to go on or for it to end. Whatever needs to happen. And we're just really, really afraid of that, aren't we? We stay safe, nestled in relationships that we don't even know that we don't want to be in because we're there to get our needs met. We don't know what we really want because we've never known that. In the dance of the energetic attachment styles, you're only going for the need for love and safety. You're not experiencing that yet from what you really are. And see, as long as you keep going, I got to get my needs met, but not knowing it, then there's inevitably suffering. It's inevitable because your buried emotions are right there with it. So you'll experience triggers instead of authenticity. You'll experience shadows around the people in relationship group, and they'll keep you safe, but you won't see it. You'll have core limiting beliefs that you think are true, but you won't realize that they're just continuing to get you love and keep you safe from what's buried. Suffering is blinding. It blinds us from how we create it, from these unmet needs. So if you want to know, I mean, people say, well, what do I do about that? The answer is KI. And then people say, what is KI? It's the work that we do. And I've been inviting people to come talk to me free, one-on-one, to learn more about the work we do. And I have a 90-day intensive where I show you how to do this work. It's the highest level of support I offer. If you're serious about working with me, click on the link and come talk to me. If you're just not sure about that, hold off. There is, on that same link, right at the top of the page, I'm just as excited about that for people who feel that that's a good fit, which is the KI Jumpstarter group, starting December 1st. You can sign up now, and you're going to be in a WhatsApp group with me for a month. I'll be mentoring you as part of a group, but you will not be put on the spot. You can always say no to anything. There's no performing. You just come to learn the work in a group, and that's on the link in the description also. Thank you.